Welcome, experts, to another riveting episode of Everyone is an Expert.
Riveting.
Riveting.
Love it.
I'm one of your hosts, Nicodemus. I'd like to tell you all that this is an adult podcast. We're going to use adult language, situations, and ideas. It's not appropriate for the little ones. So please find yourself another room or kick them out to the curb or put on headphones. Whatever you need to do to not let this nonsense go into their little heads, okay? So we all have children. We love our children, and we share a lot of things with them. This is not one of them.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll hand this over to our other co-host, Nut.
Go ahead, Nut. Nut Rash in the house, and I'm just going to let y'all know everybody's opinion here is like an asshole. Everybody's got one, and they all stink. So wipe your ass, people.
Mine doesn't.
Take care of your opinions. But that's what this is. It's a podcast. We cover all topics. It doesn't matter if you're offended. Oh, well, we're sorry, not sorry. Put a hashtag pound sign in front of that. I don't care for all those youngsters that are millennials or whatever. But there are opinions, you know. We're not here to try to be politically correct. We're not here to do all that other good stuff. So enjoy it, and I'm going to pass it over to Christina.
And I'm Christina, and on that note, we are very controversial. So some things we talk about you might not like. But if you don't, you can always email us at everyone1isanexpert@gmail.com.
We also have the world's smallest violin here in the studio, so you may need us
to
play.
It's on hand always.
Yeah. Our heart goes out to you.
So we're sorry if we offend you, but not sorry, like Rash said. And so that's the point of this. We want to show you that controversy can be approached in a friendly manner, and you don't have to hate each other afterwards.
Speak for yourself. So full of hate.
Because we're not going to agree. Guarantee it. Not always.
I'm Sarah, and
with
most
an
of
H.
All, with an H.
With an H, baby.
What?
Most of all, we want y'all to have a good time and have fun and enjoy listening to us. That's what we're here for, is to have a good time.
So today's episode, we are going to cover driving. Mm-hmm. That's D-R-I-V-I-N-G.
With a D.
With
thank,
a D.
With thank you.
D. The ladies love the D. Mm. Anyways, we're talking about drivers, personal experiences, dumb driving laws that occur state to state, country to country, all that good stuff. And I know every listener out there is shaking their head right now, probably at a dumb driver, pointing their finger, cussing them out, calling them an asshole, something of that nature.
Everybody's seen them.
So let's get it started. Beep, beep.
Yeah, but it's funny when you mention to people like that, you know, there's certain things people admit. Like, for instance, Sarah, are you, well, no, Sarah's the wrong person to ask. Rash, are you good at math?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, right. But you're pretty humble about that,
yeah.
Right? Are you a good driver?
Absolutely.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying.
So you got a good sense of humor?
Yes, I drive for a living. People pay me to do this. I drive for a living. I have to be a good driver.
Well, what I'm saying is you go up to anybody and everybody's going to tell you that they themselves think they're a good driver.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
The quote George Carlin, you know, he had a joke one time where he talked about, you know, everybody who goes faster than you is a maniac, and everybody who goes slower is an idiot. You know, just a dumb
doesn't
idiot.
Matter what speed
doesn't,
you're going.
And it doesn't matter which vehicle you go to. Everybody will answer the same, well, that yep. Look at that maniac, and look at this idiot. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. Everybody, it's funny on these opinions. You know, everybody has a perfect sense of humor.
Yep.
You know?
In their own world.
In their own world. That's what I'm saying. And driving's one of those things. It's like everybody is a freaking expert.
I wonder where we got the name.
Yeah. They all know how to drive.
Out of his butt one day when we were all talking.
That's how most things come about, out of Nick's butt.
That's what she said.
Those smelly jokes, those shitty jokes, yeah, they're from Nick's butt.
But it's cool. My shit don't stink, so.
Roses.
Roses. All right, today we have a special guest. We have Sarah with an H. Something that came, well, not out of her ass. But close enough, we've got her son, Ty. Ty, how you doing today?
Pretty good. Glad to be here.
Oh, yeah?
Hopefully I got a good story that'll get a good laugh.
My first question is, are you a good driver?
Depends who you ask.
Oh, my God. I'm asking you.
We're asking you.
He's like,
are you a good driver?
He's like, after that setup, I'm not touching
it. Yes, do this. They brought me here to poke fun at me. I hate it.
Oh, that's coming.
Of course.
Yeah. So who would we ask that would say that you're a good driver? Mom.
Mom, is he a good driver?
You know, he was the only kid when he was learning to drive, I'd play on my phone.
Oh, so you the comfort level of
yeah.
it.
Ooh. He paid attention.
I'm gonna tell your other kids.
Hey. I like to say, they I like just to, heard it.
I like to say I'm a good bad driver. I'm good at driving bad.
So you're a shitty driver. You're a shit driver.
He just thinks he's good.
I'm good at driving bad. I like that.
What so, do you think, Rash? Is
I
he
think,
a good driver?
Oh no, absolutely not. Brings me to story exhibit one. Hey. We're in Amarillo, Texas, fixing to get on I-40, and I-40 is under construction down to one lane.
Okay.
We are in his mother's car. He's driving. I'm riding shotgun. Sarah's in the back playing on her phone because she has all the trust in her young, pretty child that he's the best driver in the world. I beg to differ, people.
Hold on, I have to break it. Did you say he's delicious?
Yeah, I was going to ask that.
So strange.
Ty, how does that make
okay,
you feel?
What's that show?
The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs.
I love
she
that show.
She says that all the time about her son, so I started doing it to him, and he's
okay,
like,
okay, wait, this
please,
this is
stop.
A driving episode, though. We'll do the incest one later.
Yes, yes, yes. We talk about anything, people. Even while driving, you know. I don't know.
Wow.
So anyways, we're cruising along, okay, and in most places or most people that drive and get on the interstate, the merging lane matches the speed of traffic on the interstate to merge on safely. Okay. Paint the picture.
Paint it.
We're driving. I'm eating Chick-fil-A. Mm. It's wonderfully delicious.
Oh, what'd you have?
I had the chicken breast. Chicken titty, dude.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I always eat.
Yeah. Why don't they have nipples on them?
I don't know. I ate them.
And they put the pickles over them as pasties.
My God. So anyways, traffic's flowing about 65 miles an hour because the speed limit's 55. Everybody drives over the speed limit in construction. It's just what it is. And we're cruising along, and Ty's merging, and he's picking up speed, and all of a sudden he starts slowing down, slowing down to a complete fucking stop.
It was a
and I'm just
stop.
Sitting there going, no, it was a stop. No, it was a stop. And I scream, what the hell are you doing? Oh, my God. And then we had to wait there 10 minutes to get on the interstate because even the old ladies wouldn't let us in because they're like, look at that dumbass driver. It's like a stop on the merging lane on the I-40. Come on.
The
come
only
on.
Time he's ever ridden with me in Amarillo.
The last time I've ridden with him in Amarillo, I was like, I'm driving.
Only time.
So that was a scary situation. And I mean, I'm not even kidding if y'all could have seen my face because I actually just stared at him like, not angrily, but I was like, what the hell are you doing? Like, why are you stopping on the access road?
Freaking laser beams came out of my eyes and I bored holes into his skull.
Well, that brings me to the point of just yielding in general. That is one of my biggest fucking pet peeves. When you're on the like the service road, you know, you yield to the faster posted speed, not the speed that people are actually going. And so, like, if you're on the service road, you know, you need to yield to the people coming off, you know?
Well, yeah. Plus, because there's a big fucking yield sign there
right.
that says yield.
Well,
right.
some of them don't have one posted, though, but it still should be known. There was one time I'm on the service road, and there's this lady in a van, and she's come along. Well, she was, like, right at the right spot to get, you know, she needed to get in front of me.
Was she coming from down by the rivers?
Sure.
She was in a van.
Oh.
Was she on a steady diet of government
cheese?
She was
wearing a small jacket.
Cheese?
No.
She was what kind of jacket?
A small one.
A small jacket?
A little coat.
A little coat. Is that what a jacket's called?
A jacket. Aren't they interchangeable? Aren't
I coats? Thought it was called
yeah, what's
coat?
The difference in a coat and a jacket?
Yeah.
A coat's heavier. A jacket's like a lightweight.
I thought
whoa,
it was
whoa. We just derailed this whole thing.
Like, fuck this.
What are we talking about jackets?
We're talking about
for?
A fat lady driving a van. I was just wondering if she's coming down by the river, you know, old Chris Farley reference.
Right,
know?
Shout out to Chris
that's
Farley.
That's why I said the little coat. She was wearing a little jacket, small jacket. That's why I said that. It was a Chris Farley thing.
Are jackets for women and coats are for men? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Coats.
It's just a joke.
For men.
Coats.
Oh, my God.
For men. Everyone is an expert.
Spelled with a K.
What the fuck are we doing here again?
Anyway, no.
She's driving.
The van's coming off.
See how easily women get distracted while they're driving?
I didn't cause that. That caused it.
That caused it?
That, not fat. That.
What, that what?
You. Nice you're that.
I'm that. I'm that, y'all.
I say the same thing to my children when people ask, why aren't you having a good time?
That caused it.
Because of that.
Yeah.
That caused it.
Exactly.
Well, I did it one time, but that happened.
Having a very good time. And 9 months later, it went to shit.
Right? Anyway, she's coming off the highway. I'm on the service road. There's enough cars coming off that I'm going to have to come to a complete stop to let them all. She gets confused by this and stops on the exit ramp. Cars are like piling up onto the highway.
Did you sit there and watch her, or did you go ahead and go?
I thought I was going like this, and finally she was like, oh, and then she pushed the gas and finally went. I'm like, dumbass.
Right.
Good gosh. Biggest pet peeve. Yield signs.
Yielding?
Yes, nobody yields.
Well, what yield stands for?
Slow down.
Which yields oncoming traffic.
Yield. Yield.
Self-explanatory. What's the sign look like?
It's a triangle.
Upside down triangle.
Red and white.
Red and white.
What colors are the words written in?
Red.
Okay, so make sure you know what a yield sign is.
I do. That was a part of the driving test. Because
you yielded. You yielded, she stopped. I'd have been like, I yielded.
Make sure it's a triangle, not an octagon. Because that's red and white.
It's like, you didn't yield. Fix to beat your ass.
It's like Oklahoma City. They do have stop signs for the service road for the traffic to come onto. Like, you actually have to stop, which gets confusing because people are like, what are we doing?
Well, that's because Oklahoma's retarded.
Yeah.
I hate driving in Oklahoma.
Squiggly lines for their school zones. Like, why don't you just put up a big sign with a blinking light like everybody else?
They can't even pave a road right, man. Oklahoma roads are like the roughest.
And they've got toll booths all up and down their highway
systems.
Yeah,
I love riding on the turnpikes. Turnpikes are nice. Get your little pipe pass, all you gotta do is haul it.
Not in Oklahoma. You gotta stop, throw change in that thing. No, or talk to somebody.
Pass. That's the pipe pass.
Yeah, it's a little barcode you put on your window.
Well, I know. I thought
you
that was a Texas
put money onto
thing.
It like a prepaid credit card. And
yeah.
No, Texas, they just send you a bill in the mail. I just move a lot.
That's outstanding, though.
That makes it so easy. You just drive.
If you don't have the pass. Right. I mean, you can't get a pass for Texas, too. All right. No, I was just going to say, to your point, a lot of drivers don't understand actual laws, you know? There's a law whenever you're making a turn. You need to turn into the closest lane to you, not cut across four fucking lanes while everybody else is trying to drive down the road, because you have to make it to Chick-fil-A and get your pickle pasties for your chicken breast.
That's right. Pickle pasties.
That's great. Pickle pasties.
For the listeners, he's staring at his wife while he's saying this. He's not looking at me because he knows I love Chick-fil-A and I'm an excellent driver.
I'm staring because I know where the pickles are.
Pickles. You know what they cover?
Pickle pasties.
He knows what's under them. They're not a pickle big enough, no.
Wow. Not even a whole kosher bill.
Those big, like, you know, ballpark pickles.
Yeah, those are vertical and horizontal.
But if you cut them, they still, you know, pickle slices.
Oh.
And the girth is the size of the slice.
Girth. It's all about girth.
Are we talking about pickles still?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Next is bananas and zucchini and cucumbers. Alec food.
So a lot of people don't know the law. So I was telling her story at work, as I train folks on actually driving. But I was telling them about, you know, you need to yield to an off ramp if you're on the access road. All right. And one of the guys looked at me and said, "Yeah, when you're going down the highway, you're supposed to yield to on ramps." I was like, "Excuse me?
How's that work? Both of you yield?"
I'm going 75 miles an hour down the fucking highway.
And I'm supposed to yield to Grandpa Joe over there who's fucking running 30 coming on the interstate.
You end up in a situation like me where you're sitting there just staring at each other. Go!
Well, the guy behind me, Ty behind me, playing on his fucking phone.
Snapchat!
Snapping and shit. He's going to rear end me if I start slamming on the brakes at that speed.
But see, when you don't yield and let those people merge, then you have people like Ty that stop on the access road.
Well, granted, it's one and the same. I'm saying that's an actual law, though. You know, you yielding for an off ramp on an access road, that's a law. Turning in the closest lane, that's a law. But there is courtesy. So to your point, when I'm going down the highway and there's two lanes and I see somebody coming up, on-ramp, I need to get my ass over, be courteous, look out for my neighbor, you know what I mean?
And
sometimes I don't get that option. That's why that son of a bitch on the on-ramp has a yield sign. He's got to wait for me and follow him behind, you know what I mean? I don't need to brake because I'm just going to cause more chaos.
Because sometimes you can't get over to let them on, you know?
But to your point.
There's a common knowledge rule. Like, you count to three and you go. If they don't move,
that's common knowledge.
They're gonna move. Yeah, you don't do that.
No, count three and go. Like, I go when it's safe. I don't count three and go. I'm
coming on, people. Y'all are either gonna stop or speed up. I'm getting in.
You're the people that we're bitching about.
You didn't know to count to three? That's what I do in the bedroom. 1, 2, 3. Oh, you didn't hear me count.
He doesn't get to three. Don't let him lie. He doesn't get to three.
Damn.
Whew.
So needless to say, his stick shift in the bedroom is not a good.
It's great for the 2 seconds I get. Fantastic.
Hey, at least you get it.
Hey, let's leave reactions on a hair trigger, baby.
Oh.
But anyways, yes, we need to be more courteous when we're driving. We need to think about other people and kind of help things go around, you know?
Getting over into the other lane when somebody is on the, you know, the side of the road with a flat tire.
Yeah, you don't have to, but it's like we got to... we want to teach people how to fucking drive while we're behind the wheel in this vehicle and they're in another vehicle. Yep. Oh, you gonna learn today, motherfucker. Like, that's not the time to teach people.
Count to three and go.
That is the definition of my road rage, though. I'm like, you're gonna fucking learn today. You're gonna be on my ass. I'm slowing down.
See, it's people, people like over. You. They get a Peterbilt right up your ass.
Get on it. Run me over. Run me over.
Oh, you wouldn't like it. Because first I'm gonna let the jacks go. And if you don't look in your mirror and move, it's coming.
Hey, if I'm illegal and I'm going this... What?
She likes it when it vibrates. So that's going to be next level. Ride that J-hook,
she
loved
my Jake break.
Woo! Listen to it purr.
Go ahead. You dropped the mic now.
Oh, well, y'all got me distracted now. I forgot what I was saying.
She was thinking about vibrating.
You got me off. I mean, you got me off. I can't act. What can I say?
Oh, it didn't take 2 seconds.
First time for that. With people. Never gotten her off.
Nice.
Now I usually have to do it. No.
Gross. This went from driving to sex real quick.
Well, okay. Well, then if you want to drive the two, how many people here lost their virginity in probably a car or a vehicle of some type?
That'll be our next podcast. Everyone is a pervert.
Sorry, I have a
bed. Everyone is a pervert.
That's the real name of this podcast. The X is triple. The expert.
Damn, is it too late to change the name? That one's
everyone's a triple X.
It's too late to change the name. Sarah, you got any personal driving stories?
No, I don't really suffer from road rage too much. Here's a funny story. So we're driving down the road, have my youngest daughter with me. Semi passes me, which doesn't happen very often because I typically speed everywhere I go, and he cuts me off.
I like how you said youngest daughter, not middle child.
She is my youngest.
She is the youngest? You're the middle child?
Yeah, he's the middle child.
Oh, that explains so much about you.
See? Oh. Middle child syndrome's real.
Because you've got an older sister and a younger sister, too.
I do.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all are
the same. They're both middle children.
Yeah. Wow, it's weird. It's like you married your son. Oh.
We're not married. Wait a minute. You're married?
What are we talking about here?
No.
Sorry, listener. I was talking about Sarah and Rash date. I don't even know if we said that in the intro, did they?
We did.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, we did.
We had beer 30 since then.
She feeds me tacos and lets me touch her butt. People, we're dating.
That's all you need.
Nailed it. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Sarah.
So anyways, this semi cuts me off, and I just real calmly, I'm like, damn semi drivers. She just starts laughing and she goes, doesn't your boyfriend drive a semi? I was like, yes, and if that was him, I'd call him on the phone and cuss him out.
And I wouldn't answer because I'm driving and I'm safe.
Well, you've got a good story about semis. That time you're going down 287 and it tried to make a turn from the opposite lane.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was he turning right?
But yeah, he ended up turning right. So what the situation is, I'm going down Highway 287, northbound lane, so there's two lanes, right? I had a guy, we were in a damn work truck, and the guy next to me, we look up ahead, and we see an 18-wheeler in the left lane, all right? And about where that 18-wheeler is, they put on like an extra lane right there. And the reason for the extra lane to the left-hand side was so you could slow down, loop around, and go to a truck stop on the other side.
Right.
So this is the side, I drive that stretch of highway a lot. I see 18-wheelers a lot of times get from the first left lane and then go to that extra left lane to make a turn.
Before or after Jolly?
Before or after Jolly?
Which direction? If he's traveling north, so it's before. It's in between Bowie and...
It's Alvoid. It's Alvoid.
Okay.
About 5 miles northbound lane from Alvoid. Yeah, headed back towards Jolly. Yeah, I know you know it well.
Well, so, no, I'm trying to picture the slow down to 65.
Where all those trees are?
No. That's not it.
No, this is wide open, 75 mile an hour. There's no slow nothing.
It kind of curves where you're talking about though, and all those trees. In
there's
that
curves
section?
And there's some bridges and it goes up a hill. That's why I have clear line of sight to this guy. Yeah. Anyway, so he's in that. What became the middle lane. So he still has that left turning lane I was telling you about to get the gas station. And then there's the clear way, what I'm in, the right lane, okay? And he's up there, he's braking, no turn signal. So I'm, and this is where I screwed up, I assumed. You know, I never assume people. It makes an ass of you and me. So he starts braking, and about the time the guy that's riding with me, you know, we're catching up to him now, he looks at me and says, what is that 18-wheeler doing? And before I could say, well, I think he's turning left, this son of a bitch turns right. Turns right. I'm going 75 mile an hour. Well, it was a clear lane, the right lane, and no blinker. He turns right, trying to make a 90-degree turn, you know, on a rig.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It ain't happening unless you swing out.
Right.
And I was cool with him swinging out, but he didn't tell us. You know, with no signal, I assumed he was going to the truck stop. apparently he was going to some farmer's thing over here on the right. So he cuts me off and like, and dude, it became Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. I'm in an F-550. Ooh. This is a heavy truck, people. On top of that, I said it was a work truck. I got tools, boxes, all that, and some worn out ass brakes. He makes this turn, and I literally drifted this truck, and we didn't hit till about, I don't know, 50 yards from the highway, and I finally, my drift just went too far, and I slammed into him. Of course, I'm in a Ford. He's in, I don't even know what his truck was, but it was funny, at the end of it, I demolished his truck. All my work boxes and all that, solid metal, dude. I ripped off his front fender, his mirror, his all he did was scratch mine up and dent it one of my little handles on one of those boxes. That was it.
Why does the safety guy have bad brakes?
And he had to pay for it.
This
right?
is before then.
That was before then.
Oh, okay.
So when he was still doing just actual making sure. Work. Yeah.
They fired
him. I
that
would
safety
never.
Guy.
Yeah, they fired him.
That's where you got your job, right?
Yeah. No. I don't know why.
What company was it?
Their company. Oh, yeah,
was it Swift?
No. It was local.
Oh,
You know how those idiots are, right? Yeah, you're local, right?
No. I'm worldwide, baby.
International.
I tell you what. The thing that was that pissed me off the most after all that, of course, that, you know, my heart's just beating through my chest.
Right.
We both come to a stop and I look in my, you know, of course, I passed him. I bounced off him, ripped off his shit, and then I came to a stop. He was already at a stop. When I looked in the rear view to check to see if he was all right, his signal came on.
It was all along.
I was gripping my steering wheel, white knuckled, bones popping. I looked at the guy riding with me, and I said, go see if he's all right, because I am concerned. You know, I don't want anybody to die out here, but... And I said, you have to do it, because I will kill that motherfucker. I cannot get out of this. And yeah, the state trooper came up, and his story was, he said that he was in the right lane, and he was going to make a right-hand turn. So you're an 18-wheeler. You drive one for a living.
Yes.
All right? This is a long flatbed trailer. You know the style.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got his little single cab up there. Can you make a right-hand 90-degree turn in the closest lane?
It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Like you're dragging your trailer through the ditch.
Yeah. He was going onto a single lane dirt road.
Yeah.
Another reason I wasn't assuming he was going down there.
There's no way. I mean, even with a day cab, short wheelbase, short framed truck.
Yeah.
I mean, you can, difficult. Like a Coca-Cola truck. You know, like you can swing it, but your trailer's going to rub the bar ditch.
Yeah.
And no, if you're in the left-hand lane making a right-hand turn, you should always look in your mirror and make sure, hey, there's no cars coming. Yeah. I can safely make a turn.
Yeah.
Well,
and turn your blinker on.
But
let the
we
people
know,
behind you know, like, hey, assholes, I'm going this way.
Well, we know this guy wasn't an upstanding driver because after the wreck, he's like, no, fuck you. I had my blinker on. I mean, so when the cops show up, oh, look, it's still blinking. I was turning. So, you know, that's why he did it.
I was living.
So who was at fault? Who got in trouble?
Oh, he did. Right he did. Because right he told the police officer I tried to go, check this out, on the shoulder, the right-hand shoulder, to go around him while he was turning from the right lane. I was like, I just looked that
off. Why would that make any sense?
It doesn't. And the road we were going on to had a little thin culvert there. So, I mean, you had to hit it on the money. This isn't like, you know, you could let those rear wheels of the trailer kind of grab the bar ditch like you're saying. He had to hit it on money. So the cop just looked at him and was like, dude, you had to swing out for this move.
Yeah.
And the problem, and the guy, you know, he's making up the story, you know, hoping this him turning on the blinker would save him. But it didn't. It didn't.
Like,
he let me go.
To do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, that was my experience.
Well,
I got several.
Yeah, we want to hear Ty's story.
Our guest person.
Are we talking about the DUI story? Is that the story?
We didn't know you had a DUI, but sure, elaborate.
How many stories you got, Ty?
Is this public knowledge? It is now.
Yeah. I mean, it was in the newspaper, so.
Oh, I didn't know that fact.
But go ahead.
I was driving around with a buddy. We had just left another friend's house, and I actually didn't use my blinker when I made a turn.
Of course,
what
you
an
did.
Asshole!
Yeah.
Driver.
No,
already. You,
I think
you're
it was
nice.
Like it was maybe like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh my god!
Didn't
be
use
young.
My blinker, just listening to music, drinking beer.
How
didn't
far were you from your
blinker.
House?
I don't know, maybe like 5 blocks. Going home, didn't use my blinker.
When you're doing something wrong, you have to do everything else right.
Yeah,
don't you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I learned my lesson. But cop pulled up. He said, told me to roll down my window.
You didn't find him like everybody else does on YouTube? No, that's far enough. You're not seeing shit.
You weren't belligerent yet?
He said, Can I see your license and insurance? So I handed him all that, and he said, you've been drinking tonight? I said, no, sir. He said, okay, I'll be right back.
He's like,
okay, okay.
I'm going to go get my breathalyzer. So,
about that time, he struck a lighter in breath. He started shooting out flames.
Like a dragon. Yeah.
He went back to his car, and he came back to the window, and I noticed he wasn't going to hand me my license back. He came back, and he said, so, Mr. JD, just gonna ask you, and I'm gonna tell you that it'll be a lot easier on both of us if you tell us tell me the truth.
He called him bullshit.
Have you been drinking? I said yes, sir. He said step out for me. At that point, I thought I was going to jail.
Oh yeah.
And this is right before Christmas.
So if he had gone to jail,
he would have spent Christmas in jail.
Saturday before Christmas.
You wouldn't have bailed him out for a Christmas gift?
No, because it would have been like Christmas Eve, and they're not gonna do all that.
You wouldn't have got a rain.
Yeah.
So. I got out, and he went, told me to stand by his car, and I had my friend with me. And in the meantime, while he was getting out and he was telling me all this stuff, another cop pulled up, and this guy was a fucking asshole. The other dude was cool.
He loves the younger cop.
The other cop was older. He was an asshole. He walked up, and of course, my friend's all, he's like a hardcore, like, libertarian, like, taxation is theft, like, and... He was doing the shit they do in YouTube videos, like put his hands up when he got out of the car, like all this shit. Oh,
don't shoot me, I'm white.
That didn't help.
Oh my god.
That probably frustrated that other cop that was being an asshole. But
yeah, you don't poke the bull.
Yeah, I'd have shot him.
Oh wait, the pig. Wait, the pig, not the bull.
He told me to go stand by his car, and that other cop, they told my buddy to sit on the curb, and that the younger cop came back and talked to me, and he said, when we search your pickup, are we going to find anything other than that beer? And I said, no, sir. And he said, and that bottle of whiskey? I said, yes, sir.
Well, and that.
He said, okay. So we searched it. And
only thing that made it worse.
Is some of that left?
Only thing that made it worse, if you had a picture of his old lady and a teddy. I
mean, what's that doing in there?
Let me see that phone.
Not mine.
Another thing that's funny, we were... they took all the stuff out, and they put it on my bumper. They were taking pictures of it. He's like, we're going to take pictures of all this, and then y'all can pour it out or whatever. So we had matching koozies that say titties and beer. That's why we're here. And, so the cop pulls it out.
Did your mom give you that for a birthday present?
No, I got it. The cop said, the asshole one, he said, titties and beer, huh? Aren't you a little young for that?
Oh, bullshit.
I was like,
I'm still
like,
nursing. I mean, what are you talking about?
On that tit. She got you. That's
I had good. To throw it
That's
in there.
Good.
I had
That's
to.
Good.
But, beer comes out. No.
Still got the milk mustache.
So while the younger cop's taking pictures, the older cop, being an asshole, he's like, I think y'all need a pretty good ass chewing. So he's like, y'all come over here. I was like,
hey, I'll take an ashtray and over ticket and arresting like, okay. Any day.
So he pulled me over there, and he was like, just so you know.
Just you?
Yeah, he pointed me out. He said, just so you know, if I was the one that pulled you over, your ass would already be in jail. Mm. So I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Why aren't you just Johnny on the spot?
Well, it's a good thing you didn't.
So he was like, you're lucky that officer over there is in a good mood, because... if it was me, you'd be in the car already on your way to jail, and your friend would be looking for a ride home. And he went on about the whole scraping brains off the road thing, and
the standard.
Yeah, the standard asshole cop speech.
Hi, I'm Officer Dick.
So
I'm gonna be an asshole today.
After he gave us that talk, the younger cop came back, and he's like, "All right, y'all can pour that out. We're gonna watch y'all do it." Whatever.
That's heartbreaking.
Did that hurt your heart?
Yeah, it did.
It's heartbreaking.
We had, to do that one time.
Had 3/4 of a bottle of Maker's Mark. And
oh, well, at least it was cheap.
Almost an 18-pack.
Right.
And, wasn't like you had like Crown Royal, you know.
Can
like
I keep the wax top?
Limited black edition, you know.
But, did you ask to keep the bottles?
He let us keep the bottles.
That's
we funny. Threw the cans and the bottle in the back of my pickup.
They're probably still there, aren't they? No.
No, I cleaned them out. But we were pouring it out, and... the younger cop was like, hey, I'll help you out. Like, if you pour it close to the ground and like hold it out from your feet, you won't get it all over you. I was like, this guy's kind of cool.
Think you've done this before.
If I open my mouth and pour it out,
I
won't get any on the ground.
Won't get any anywhere.
My buddy was pouring out the Maker's Mark, and he goes, And kind of sighed. And the younger cop goes, "Damn, you think that was your girlfriend or something?" He's like, "Well, this never broke my heart, so it's something like that." But, after we got done, he was like, "All right, y'all can go send in the pickup. I'll be back there in a minute." And the older cop, completely unnecessary, goes, "Don't worry, I got your keys." And walk back. I was
like you're gonna take off.
Like, yeah, like I'm gonna drive off like that. We can make the
situation. Why don't you drive that some bitch to my house and park it for me? I'll be there in a minute.
Let's compound this problem.
Why'd you say that? I'm drunk. I ain't running.
You'll catch me, I promise.
I don't run when I'm sober. Why the fuck would I start now?
This just makes it harder.
But we went and sat in the truck, and the younger cop came back, and he knocked on my window, or he went and talked to my friend, and he was like, "I'll be over there in a second." And I was like, "Oh, shit." So he came over there, and I opened my door, and he's like, "Step out for me." And I like leaned against my truck, and he was like, "So, I know that other dude already talked to you. He's kind of an asshole."
Even his partner is like, "My buddy's an asshole."
that is an asshole.
Sorry, you have to deal with that dickhead.
I think you need another ass chewing, but I won't be as much of an asshole as that guy was. And he said, "I was young once. I know it's hard to believe, but I'm only like 3 or 4 years older than you. So I know what it's like to be a dumb kid." And
at least you admit it.
You should have been like, "I'm offended. I ain't dumb."
He said, "Drinking's not really for me anymore. It used to be like that." And I was like, "He's probably been caught before."
Yeah.
He said, "I know that I probably won't have to worry about you again. We've never had to deal with you before. And you were really respectful. You didn't bullshit me. You were honest." And
you did for a little bit.
Tried. Well,
said,
that bottle.
He said, "After I called you out on your shit, you were honest with me." So
okay.
I love the standard for a cop's honesty and real honesty. It's kind of skewed. Yeah. Well, they're close enough.
He's like, "Well, after I called you out, you bullshit. You were honest." So, but
that counts.
He said,
"Of course it counts."
I'm in a good mood. I'm pretty sure it scared the shit out of you enough that you're not going to do it again.
Did it?
Yeah, it scared the shit out of me.
What did we learn?
To always carry an extra pair of drawers in the
truck. Blinkers!
Yeah, use your blinker.
Blinkers.
Use your damn blinkers, folks.
Especially if you're going to drink and drive.
Yeah. Mm.
Underage.
So what did you get? What kind of fine did you get? What kind of fine did you get?
I got a DUI minor. It's a Class C misdemeanor. Luckily,
I didn't even know that was a
thing.
I had
to go to jail.
Yeah, he had to write like a 10-page essay.
You had to write like notes?
10-page essay.
"I will not drink and drive. I will not drink and drive.
Fine.
I will not drink and drive."
I think everything was like $599.
That's
and then I have to do a online alcohol awareness course.
I think you may have learned your lesson.
10-page essay. That sucked.
That would suck, man.
You tried to get me to write it.
At least you're not that far out of high school. If it happened to one of us, we'd really be lost.
Yeah, but we couldn't get out of it like that. It wouldn't be Class C for us.
Man. You don't got tits. You might could have got it. We could get out of it.
You're going straight to jail.
I think they just changed it a few years
youth
ago.
Youth is wasted on the young.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Okay. Halloween. 2 years ago? 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Why not? 5 years ago.
Close enough.
Yeah.
No, it's 2 years ago. We have a Halloween party. Okay, backstory. My grandfather on my mom's side of the family was a Texas Ranger. The real deal lawman. No joke. So anyways, after he died, I got all the stuff. I have everything. I go to the Halloween party dressed as my grandfather. I look the part.
You look pretty good.
Oh, really?
Man in uniform. Sarah Lackey.
I'm telling you, it was... I mean, I'm talking from the holster. I mean, everything was...
That's awesome.
Texas Ranger. So anyways, I drive to town because this party's dying out. So I call a buddy over in P-Town. I say, "Hey, what are you doing?" He's like, "Fuck, party it! Get over here!" I was like, "Okay, be there in a minute."
Okay.
So I mix a drink in like a 32-ounce styrofoam cup, mix me a whiskey drink, get in the truck, off I go. Doing 42 and a 40, I get pulled over.
Oh, there's your dick cop.
No. This wasn't a dick yet.
Not yet.
So anyways, I pull over, and he walks up and he introduces himself. I'm Officer So-and-so with the...
Dick.
Police department, may I have your license and your registration? Absolutely. So I pull out my license, hand him my registration, and this is the first time in my life I don't have a lie. I don't have anything. I'm going to fucking jail. Like,
I was not prepared for
DWI
this.
DWI fucking at Halloween. You know,
busted.
Yeah, I'm busted.
Great
story. I have nothing. Well, I'm on the phone with my buddy at the time, and I said, "Hey, I gotta go and get pulled over." He's like, "You're full of shit," and I hang up. Click. I'm getting pulled the fuck over. Like, shut your mouth. So anyways, I hand him all that, and I'm just staring straight ahead, like, because I'm drunk. I mean, I've got my whiskey right there. It's on my, I know it's on my breath. Mm. And he says, "I'm sorry, sir. I just saw your badge. Have a nice night."
Ooh.
Because I had my grandfather's Texas Rangers badge on. Handed my shit. I just looked at him. I said, "You sure?" He said, "Yep." I never thought about it twice. I just mashed the gas.
Hell yeah.
Went to the party.
Of course you did.
There's another law enforcement officer there just having a good time. He eyeballs me, looks me up and down, and he goes, "Hell, I'd let you go too. You look legit."
That's great. That is a great story.
Oh, lucky. Lucky.
I know,
like,
man.
That was the last time I think my papa from heaven would help me out. I mean, like, look, Jeffrey, this is it.
So what did we learn?
Learn not to drink and drive. Haven't done it since. No.
We have learned to wear our Texas Ranger uniforms all the time.
And then everybody's like, "Well, that's impersonating a police officer." I was like, "No, it's not.
Not on
purpose.
Because
I wasn't trying to do the job. I was just in outfit."
Yeah, I was wearing
a costume.
I
can't help it. It was authentic and it legit.
I'm really good at Halloween.
A friend of mine let me borrow his hat and his blazer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a 100X straw hat. I mean, I'm talking, I look the part. Like,
yeah.
I could probably arrest somebody and be like, "Holy shit, I'm in jail." But then I got in trouble for impersonating an officer.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Then you're doing it, yeah.
Then I'm fucked.
Yeah, well, like you said, we don't recommend, or, you know, it's illegal to drink and drive. But it's that time again, Rash. You know what time it is?
Beer 30.
Beer 30. Ready?
Ready?
Let's let the listeners get in on this.
Oh, look at that.
What we got today?
Today, we're going back with a Shiner Prickly Pear. Let's read the back of it. Let's see what it says. In your drought.
Straight to the back of it?
To the back, baby.
Best part. End your drought?
End your drought. You ended my drought. This intense summer brew offers three times that nice time.
She was one, though. It was wet, not him.
Oh.
This unique summer brew offers the perfect relief from summer's intense heat. The fruit of the prickly pear, a cactus native to our brewery landscape, blends wonderfully with Citra and U.S. Golding hops for a tart, citrusy flavor and floral aroma that's unlike any other summer lager. It's a crisp and refreshing alternative to drinking from the hose.
Mm.
I like to do that. And I all summer long.
I like when you do that.
Talk about a garden hose.
Love it when you do. Hey, you can call it what you want. As long as you hold it in your mouth, the swelling goes down. Yep. Let's taste it.
All right. Shiner Prickly Pear. Let's give it a shot. I don't know. I'm trying to make, you know, it's a podcast. Y'all got to make noise. Y'all are just sitting there staring at us while we're drinking. What do you think?
I think it's better than last week's.
Oh,
I think it's
better than the mango. It tastes more like beer.
It tastes like beer.
It has like a fruity quality to it in a weird way.
Wait. Last week's mango didn't have fruit, but...
I wasn't talking about last week. I was talking about this one.
But that's what I'm saying. You're saying it's fruit.
This has fruit. It's prickly pear fruit.
Yeah, prickly pear fruit.
Well, I've never eaten prickly pear fruit. I knew it existed, though.
You drank it now?
I have. And it's not that great.
I
like it.
Finally, one we like.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.
Yeah. Let's go drive.
We should start doing wine. Do our wine tastings instead.
Let's try
we should, beer. They should have got us wine.
I know. I just thought of that.
Here, you see this violin?
Isn't that what you're doing now is wine?
I mean, we get you some cheese because you got plenty of wine.
You're cut off.
She instantly backpedaled. Just kidding. That cuts me off too. I forgot.
I'm cut off. I was single for 5 years. I know what to do.
That's a whole nother episode.
That's a whole nother lifestyle.
You want to do an episode about masturbating?
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's just under the sex umbrella. Self-love.
Yeah. Self-inflicted. Okay, dumb laws.
Dumb laws.
Since we've all had a personal experience.
Here's one. In Massachusetts...
Say that again.
What? Where?
Pronunciation what?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Sure.
You cannot drive with a gorilla in your back seat.
Why not?
It doesn't give me the reason. It just says you can't.
Is that slander?
Maybe because they are monkeys.
Are they being racist?
Are they being racist there?
Do you know in Germany you're not allowed to run out of gas on the highway?
What happens if you do?
You fucking
You can't
stuck.
Run away.
You get run the fuck
yeah,
over.
They had the Autobahn in Germany. Go fast. Driving my Porsche. Well,
I looked up Texas specific laws, and I mean, If you're in Texas, you know where Lubbock is, not far from where we're at. But it says in Lubbock, it's illegal to drive within arm's length of alcohol, including alcohol in someone else's bloodstream.
I'm the fucking designated driver officer. I can't help it. I'm with arm's reach. I slapped the piss out of him. But
so if you put them in the trunk, you know, you can't reach them, so they're not in arm's length.
That is funny. Like, what am I going to get drunk because he rubs me?
I'm the DD. All my drunk passengers are in the trunk. Sorry.
So, yeah, they can hand out tickets for the DD.
This is what it said. Leave it to Texas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, here's another Texas one. In Texarkana, owners of horses may not ride them at night without taillights. Where are you putting the light? What are you hooking it into?
Check out my horse nut lights.
Horse nut
lights. Well, you have those lights you can put on a bike.
Oh.
I guess you could buy those.
The flashing. Can you make it where when the horse is back up, it beats?
You get a long little doggy.
Skippy, we turn and left.
In Illinois, it's illegal to drive a car without a steering wheel.
It's just a lot of coasting. I mean,
isn't it impossible?
We're just going to go downhill.
I missed that. Say that again.
I missed my turn.
In Illinois, it's illegal to drive a car without a steering wheel.
You always miss your turn. That one doesn't even make sense. Is that even driving?
I mean, what does it have? Like a joystick?
I guess like tanks, you know?
It's like Atari.
Yeah, it's like a Bobcat.
Yeah, like a Bobcat. You got the two controls.
A zero turn?
Yeah.
Zero turn mower. In the state of Alabama, there is no driving when blindfolded.
Well, thank the Lord they did something right.
I'm glad that's illegal.
I wonder how many guys, what people had to die.
Yeah, how many people had to do that?
Yeah, maybe we should write this down as a law.
Oh, that's the sad part of all these laws. It had to have happened somewhere. It wouldn't be on the books. Nobody just randomly thinks,
that's
oh,
why
don't
their
put
football
a gorilla.
Teams are good. They're dumb as shit. They can run the fuck out of a football.
Hey, if you're going to be dumb, you better be tough.
Better be tough. You know, in San Francisco, it's illegal to dry your car with used underwear. I just washed my car. Let me wipe it with this piss stained shit smeared
on. I say you put skid marks on your car. It's the wrong kind of skid marks.
Oh. Sorry, I had that day. It's a little yellow and brown.
They go on the road, not your bumper.
Mm. I love the two tone of red and brown.
This really brings out the tires.
Hey, the fastest known speeding ticket was issued in Houston. The driver was going 242 miles per hour in a 75.
Ooh, man.
Damn.
Cross rocket?
It didn't say. It just, that's all it gave me.
God bless.
Man.
That's fast.
Well, shout out, Houston.
I was on my Huffy.
Peddling fast.
Peddling the shit.
My legs were just a blur.
Man going that speed, and the one issued, is that what it says?
It said the fastest known speeding ticket was issued to a driver who allegedly drove 242 miles per hour in a 75 miles per hour in zone in Houston.
That, how did they see him? That's just like,
well, why?
Yeah, how'd you catch him?
Was that a
road runner? That's my point. Why'd you stop? It wouldn't
just
have been
the
ticket.
Well, they didn't say the ticket was issued. He just was clocked.
Was it a low-flying jet? I mean, like, what the
what
hell?
The hell were you driving, a dresser?
That's fast.
Ty, if we find you a vehicle, could you beat that?
He's like, I'll try.
If we
I'll
can
try.
Find him a vehicle that goes over 200 miles an hour, I'm driving it.
I'm going to keep that one. That one's mine.
In Nevada, it's illegal to ride a camel on the highway.
Oh, why?
How about a camel toe?
That's like the perfect place to ride them, too, you know, in the desert, you know, going along from
Well,
Brooklyn.
You can ride them, but not on the highway.
Oh, we'll just go across.
Take back roads.
All the nuclear waste and stuff, you know. We'll just go over there with our deformed. We'll show up at the bunny ranch with a deformed camel.
Camel toe at the bunny ranch. Mm,
seen a lot of camel toe, but never on a camel. All right, honey, you're going to go to jail in Maryland.
I will?
Yes.
Why is that?
No women drivers allowed. If,
that's what you think.
Christina hit a dead guy once.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Oh, yeah.
Teaser for the audience. We'll get into the running over dead people. But in Maryland, it's a crime. Well, in this certain town, Rockville, it's a crime to swear from your vehicle.
Fuck you. Oh, wait, sorry.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
So in North Carolina, it's illegal to play in traffic. So when my kids were little and I used to tell them to go play in the street.
Have fun.
You were telling them to break the law.
Hell, I broke the law.
In North Carolina. Oh. We're not in North Carolina. But I think it'd be kind of fun to play in traffic.
Hell, I've done it. I've rollerbladed in it.
What game are we playing today? It's called Don't Get Hit by the Cars.
Chicken.
That's funny.
This is dumb right here because everybody should know this. Paying a traffic ticket is an admission of guilt. Well, duh. If you're going to pay it, that means, yeah, I did it. If you didn't do it, why would you pay it?
Anyway. If you don't pay, then they bust your chops and you got to pay more.
Yeah.
Contest that shit. Come on, people.
You know, Rhode Island makes it illegal to carry beer in your car, even if it's unopened.
Mm. Oh, fuck that. No parties up there.
No.
Wait.
How do you get at home?
Where, what about the bars?
The bars?
Yeah, how do they get the beer to the bars? Do they have bars there?
Don't ask me. It's dry. Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is all dry?
I don't know.
Is that why the CIA is close to there?
But Rhode Island is like as big as my thumbnail.
I mean, true. You could just walk
you spit across
10
it.
Feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you're right.
I'm in New Jersey.
That's not the accent. Wait,
was that the accent?
No.
Let's hear it.
That's a Rhode Island accent.
Oh, let me hear it again.
No. I went to Rhode Island once, didn't like it, left.
All right, I gotta throw this one out because this one, we've had conversations on this before. In Tennessee, it is illegal to shoot any game other than whales from a moving vehicle.
What? The landlocked state of Tennessee has an abundance of whales.
What the fuck?
Those dirty, dry-dwelling whales.
Is that slander?
Is that where Herman Melville's from, Tennessee?
I mean, whales are mammals, so they don't have to have water.
Well, no, but I mean... You see all these dried-out whales on the side of roads all the time.
It's a joke, people. Yes, I know whales belong in the ocean.
They're like a turtle.
Where did that law
back.
Come from? Is it like drive-by aquarium shootings or something?
I have no idea.
Here's your one for Texas. Unless you operate Texas hayrides 365 days of the year, state law prohibits the use of a truck or tractor when one or more persons occupy the trailer. So unless you have a license to do it year-round, you can't give hayrides. Every Halloween, there's a hayride through shit.
Yeah, but you got to remember, too, those hayrides are on private property. Cops can't do shit.
Not the one when we went to in Oklahoma. We started off
but
in
that's
town.
In Oklahoma,
that's
not
true.
Texas.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, yeah, because this is Texas. Touche.
Burn.
Yeah, that's mixed that one up.
In Utah, birds have the right of way on all highways.
Bet they don't when I'm driving.
I know, I hit the birds.
So I guess you have to stop if a bird flies in front of you.
Shit, bird's going
to
stop when it hits my windshield.
Hey, quick short stop.
I've had a bird fly into my stack one time. If you don't know what a stack is, it's exhaust on a semi-truck that goes straight up in there. And it's loud, it goes, ding! That was a crow.
I had a pigeon one time. I was driving as early in the morning. And I was facing east. The sun's coming up. It's in my eyes. And anyways, I go up over a bridge. And on the bridge, there's a handful of pigeons sitting there doing whatever the fuck pigeons do in the middle of the fucking highway. And I come up. You know, I don't freak out because they're going to fly off, right? And they all fly off except for this one fat one. It came up and slammed right into my windshield, right in front of my face. So I got this pigeon spread eagle across my windshield. And we're just kind of eye locked for a moment. It stuck on my windshield, and I'm like, what the hell? And then it just slowly, as I keep going, it slowly scrapes across the windshield. And it finally goes, it was straight out of a cartoon. That's how that was.
You saw, you know, Wile E. Coyote running down the side of the highway.
Real, man.
Acme.
Yep, by Acme.
Was it by Acme? The town?
Oh, no. I thought you meant the pigeon was by Acme. I was like,
oh. It's like on a little tag hanging off his tail feathers.
Yeah.
Do not remove.
Buy Acme products.
In Alaska, it's illegal to strap your dog to the roof of your car.
What? Poor puppy.
But what if it's summertime?
He's hot.
Why you got him up there? Because he shits in here. He's going to stay up there. Like, I don't know.
Can they ride in a bed of a pickup, though?
I'm sure he's not strapped down.
It's strapped to the roof of the car.
Okay, so what if you just put him up there and don't strap him? And say, good luck, bitch. Is that legal?
Hope you brought your snowshoes.
Who the hell needed to strap their dog down?
Yeah.
Why did we have to make the law?
National Lampoon's Vacation. He didn't do it to the top. Well, he did the grandma or the aunt or whatever to the top. But he put the dog on the... tied it to the bumper and then drove away, and all was dragging behind was the leash and collar. Poor guy must have kept along for a couple miles.
He did.
So I guess if you're going to drink. Wow.
I will drink.
Thank you for reminding me.
Talk about stories about hitting things. I guess this is a good segue into my story. So
she can't drive a Segway either, people.
That was a I can't do a hoverboard, so no.
I can't do a hoverboard. My fat ass break the house.
Nope, not happening.
Not gonna happen.
So this happened, I guess, about 13 years ago, because I can't remember if our first was born or if she wasn't, if I was pregnant. But we're going down 287, and we see this guy, like, booking it, like, hauling ash, running down the side of the highway. And we're like, okay. So we're watching this guy. I look back, and there's this bloody mass, for lack of a better description, in the road.
Roadkill.
Well, yeah. I mean, it looks like a dog, you know, coyote, something.
Dinner.
I mean, well, everybody's seen dead crap in the road. You know, you try to avoid it and everything, but every once in a while, you know, you're going to clip it. Well, my front left tire clipped it, you know, no big deal. Yes, it made that noise, a little squishier. But, and so we didn't think a whole lot of it, you know, it was just an odd thing. Saw a guy running, hit some roadkill, went home. Watching the news that night, apparently there's this older Mexican gentleman who had.
Why does it gotta be Mexican?
Well, that's what he was.
Okay.
He's from Mexico.
No, I like that. She didn't hesitate because he's a Mexican.
That's what he was. He's from Mexico.
That's his nationality.
I mean, wasn't derogatory.
His ethnicity.
Well, Mexico. At the end of the story, you'll understand why it doesn't matter and he doesn't care because apparently the bloody mass was him.
He's dead.
Yes. Mm. So apparently he tried to cross the highway and got hit by a semi and three cars. We're seeing this on the news for the first time, and apparently I was one of those cars.
Nice, Christina.
So, yeah, but see, he was already dead, so you don't get any points for that one.
I should get honorary points for it. Have you ever hit any dead persons?
Yeah, persons. I have.
Really?
I did in my dreams.
I'm going to say, you have a better story than mine.
No, I don't have a better story. I'm not a one-upper like that. The next person that tells me a one-up story, I'm going to say, oh, yeah, well, I sucked a dick. Let me guess, you suck too.
Yes, I do. Yes, well, I hit a body. I didn't know that's what it was, so yay me.
Shook you up there for a little while.
Yeah, it did. It was unnerving.
Did you cry?
I can't remember. I think I was pregnant with Chloe, so probably I cried a lot.
Well, at least you're remorseful.
But it's kind of unnerving because you're like,
now we're gonna let you go because you're white, but don't do this again. Watch out for those dead people on the road.
Well, they didn't know who I was. They just was. I was in the count, so I never heard anything else after that. I've hit a toilet too.
I've got
some more dead shit in the road, right?
Well, it was one of those situations. I'm coming up over a bridge, like an overpass, and there's like chunks of porcelain, which, you know, you could tell it was a toilet at some time that somebody must have been hauling and like dropped and shattered. Well, I'm coming up over it, and by the time I see it, the guardrail is on my left and the car is on our right. So it's like, okay, which one might do the least amount of damage? And so I picked the toilet because I knew the car would and I knew the guardrail would. So I picked the toilet and I just bumped it with one tire and it kind of bounced up and made some little, you know, looked like, what is that?
Morse code
dots along the bottom of the truck.
I can just picture Christina singing.
I was singing Miranda Lambert. I remember.
I don't know a good song that would go with hitting a shitter. But, you know,
it's a kind of shitty
let it go, let it go. It hit a toilet.
And if you're wondering, she didn't cry then either, but I did.
Did you?
That was my truck.
Christina.
I know. Well, both situations
just can't have nice things.
I guess not. Mm. We just got to have shitty people.
Or shitty drivers.
Yeah. Which I am not.
In your own mind.
My situations were unavoidable, thank you very much.
The only people that are getting past it so far today is me.
I've got another pretty funny story.
Yeah, but we don't want to hear it.
Wow.
It's not a personal experience, but my grandma's boyfriend, he trains horses and sells them and stuff. And he'll sell horses for 20, 30 grand sometimes. And this Mexican dude wanted to buy
this
horse
from Mexico?
From he didn't have his license. He had just come over here, didn't have a license or anything.
Need some transportation.
Like,
Cabrillo,
pulls up to get this horse in a nice slant horse trailer with the tack room and all that good stuff. And pulls up in this nice Dodge pickup, helps him load the horse up. Hardly spoke any English. Mm-hmm. And he said a little bit after this dude left, he was driving into Sayre and saw this horse trailer laying over in the ditch. His truck was all backed up. So he pulled up and asked the cop what happened. He said this Mexican dude was driving, and he thought cruise control meant that the truck would drive itself.
Oh, my God.
Cruise control on. He got in the back seat and started watching a movie.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Is the horse okay?
That's why I was about to ask. Where's the horse?
No, it died. It died. I don't have a clue what happened.
Did the guy die?
I don't think so.
Hey, dogs got to eat. What do you think they make dog food out of?
And horses.
That's right. And glue out of the hooves, right?
Yeah, for real.
Thank you, Seabiscuit.
You was great, Seabiscuit. War Admiral, we salute you.
Thanks. Now my little kids can bring home crafts from school.
That's right. Little macaroni pictures. Let it. Why is my hair cottony?
All right, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed another episode of Everyone is an Expert. Please find us on Facebook. We have a group there. And send your comments. We love controversy. To look for it, it's Every, the number one, is an expert all together. And, get on there. And we need to set a challenge for this this week. I tell you what, we love jokes here on Everyone is an Expert. Best joke wins.
Best joke.
Yeah, best joke.
Wins a prize.
Yeah, we're the judges. Not Ty, though, because no one gives a fuck about his opinion.
He's not old enough.
His jokes are like last week's meatloaf. It's going in the trash.
All right. Now, where can they find us on Twitter?
They can find us on Twitter at Every, the number one, is an expert. Check us out. Share us. Tweet us. All that good stuff.
Send the jokes.
Love jokes.
Tweet it.
Any kind of joke. Oh. Even racist one, we don't care.
We don't care.
But keep it classy.
Keep it classy.
No N-words. No M-words.
No cheap jokes. If it's a good joke, we'll find it worthy.
If it's
we'll
a good
say,
joke, yeah. we'll
impress us. Yeah. That's your challenge.
And we'll give you a shout out. Yeah.
And you can send those jokes and suggestions or anything else you want us to hear to our Gmail account at everyoneisanexpert@gmail.com.
Quit trying to steal all our social media thunder.
But
you said, and you can send all those jokes to Gmail.
You know, but if you're doing it, unless you're doing a private
message. I want jokes on Twitter. I want to read them before y'all.
No one emails anymore.
Sarah, what do you think?
I just give a shout out to Ty for joining us today.
Thanks for being in good spirits and humor. We do love him.
Honor of being our first guest ever.
Yes.
So when we're famous and we get to go on world tour, we might
you
bring you.
Yeah, maybe I can have you on again.
We'll send you the bill. All right, folks. Well, had a good time. Hope you enjoyed it, and we'll catch you on the next episode.
See ya.
Deuces.
Bye.
Love, peace, chicken grease.